What's happening with sports today? Here's Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. A person familiar with the decision says Penn State football coach Joe Paterno will retire at the end of the season. That person says Paterno will announce his retirement later today. The person spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity because the decision has yet to be announced. Meantime, Paterno did speak with the reporters yesterday. The legendary coach said on his way to practice that he still plans to address the allegations at some point.
I know you guys have a lot of questions, and I was hoping I was going to be able to answer them today. But we'll try to do it soon as we can. Can't do it today.
Paterno's longtime assistant coach Jerry Sandusky was arraigned over the weekend on 40 counts of alleged sex crimes with young boys. It's claimed Sandusky violated 8 children, with some of the incidents occurring while he was still a coach at Penn State. He retired from the Nittany Lions after the 1999 season. Meantime, the number of alleged victims has reportedly more than doubled in just the past day. A published report says the number of victims is close to 20. The report says several potential victims came forward after 2 phone numbers were given out at a news conference. NBA union president Derek Fisher says the players will not accept the NBA's current offer. Fisher says they want to keep working towards a new collective bargaining agreement but need more compromise from league owners. NBA Commissioner David Stern imposed a deadline of today for the union to accept essentially a 50-50 split of basketball-related income, or said the league's next offer drops to 47%. Finally, the University of Oregon released documents yesterday detailing some aspects of investigations into possible recruiting violations by the football program. The released records show that Oregon has not received a written notice of inquiry from the NCAA. Officials say the school, though, has received verbal notice of inquiry, and they're treating it as if it were a written notice. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.